It also we might not go with the recommendation, but these are pretty straight. Yeah, we definitely do approvals and denials. Yeah, I'm guessing you didn't come in and sign checks this morning.
I know I was just checking my email to see when I offered to do that.
Well, Chandler went from home to they were close, so she wasn't here anyway.
So right, I assume she wasn't.
You sign them or I sign them tonight.
Oh, okay.
Or she'll be in tomorrow, I think.
All right. I was just literally just reading that email thinking, what day was that?
What day is today?
Wednesday. Don't answer me. He's like, I'm all gone.
All right, Judy, are we recording? Yeah, go ahead. Give it one more minute. Mike's waiting down. Is it 10 minutes?
I'm told we can turn the video on. Oh. I think it's just good practice to wait these 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah, I thought you said
no one will show up, but.
That's awesome. 2 weeks in a row, we're ready to go early.
I know. Now we're late, but we're early.
Exactly. We're early for people.
Gail, I never saw anybody read a computer book. It's just because it's big. Wow. I have a smaller one, but it's kind of funky. So, just to keep it out of the way.
Right.
Oh, I thought that was easier if you read that one.
I'd like to call to order the February 13th, 2024 Newtown Borough Council meeting. Please stand and join me for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, as we're all aware, we are not at the Chancellor Center. The meeting had to be moved here due to their building being closed for the inclement weather. Okay, first up, is public to be heard. For the record, please state your name and whether or not you are a Newtown Borough resident.
First, Chuck and John, do I need to stand or can I sit? I'll sit, I think it's better. Hi, thank you all. Yeah. Thanks for your time. Just two issues I'd like to bring your attention. Number one, it's good to see State Street building being rebuilt. The only suggestion I have is that we get a milestone or schedule from the builder slash developer for the insurance monies can be spent in odd ways and other projects. So let's keep this on track. The other thing, recently the bridge, I noticed the wood planks were out. I remember about, I forget, Julian, 7 or 8 years ago, PennDOT came and did a study and said we should put steel structure support. And we didn't go ahead with it, and I understand that. But given the oncoming of Steepleview with the vibrations and trucks, I would suggest we have that bridge restudied to see if it can take all the vibration and trucks, because that bridge goes out for any period of time. We're not in a good place. So we need to make sure, in my opinion, that bridge is fit for all the construction, not just trucks, but there'll be a lot of vibration.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any more public to be heard? Oh, Joe.
Joe Lovey, resident. I mentioned in the work session about creating a protest ordinance. It basically has two themes. The two themes are, the first one is from a public safety perspective. The second one is protecting the taxpayers' money. What I've already done is I've done research, and it's all legal. And I'm going to give this document is online. It's the institutional protest guide.org. I'm going to give it to Mr. Burke because he's in charge of public safety. Here you go. It even has case law in it, just in case people think that we're stopping them from speaking and so forth. The three items that I wanted to focus on, though, from one is from a public safety perspective is time. I talked about time. Should have an ordinance, it's dusk to dawn. You can't protest here dusk to dawn, like you can't go into our parks. While the people thought they did a nice, quietly protest, what no one saw, chief saw this, a car from nowhere, it was a Jeep, came up from somebody's driveway and came against the protests and was screaming obscenities and so forth. We had black ice and so forth, but let's be realistic, we live in a different world. I don't want to go into that, but I think it's stellar, time, dusk to dawn. The next one was a second theme, which was protecting the taxpayer money. We are allowed to, any additional costs that we have to do to protect the safety and of our community and so forth because of a protest, we are allowed to, but we have to create an ordinance with some teeth. The organizer has to pay for that. Okay, so now all of a sudden we've done two things. We've covered public safety, not just for the community members, but also for our employees, our officers. Okay, the last one I bring up is signs. Okay, what people don't realize, this is the only country in the world that everybody has freedom of speech, no matter where you come from. You don't have to be a U.S. citizen. What they don't understand is that signs that they put up in their cultures might not be illegal. Signs that you put up in our cultures are illegal. Just because it's freedom of speech, you can't speak about everything. So what I did know is that an ordinance, if you violate an ordinance, it's a ticket. So we need to put a little beef in our ordinance to let everybody know that if you use the wrong signs, that our officers can arrest you. And this is then all elaborate with the organizers and so forth, because it's the last time I want to see walk down my street a genocide sign. I don't mind no genocide, but just a sign for genocide, that's absurd. I went over about the Article 2 in the Constitution, in the Convention of about genocide. When you say genocide, that is the elimination of religion, ethical group, and so forth. But if you guys don't mind, if you guys can think about that and start to work on it, I think that's something. Times have changed. Wars going on in other countries will continue to go on. Elections, people will continue to free speech and so forth. We have to protect public safety and our taxpayer money. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
No problem.
Thank you for doing the work on that. I don't know if I would end up agreeing or disagreeing with all your comments. But it is an important subject, and so I just want to say thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Uh-huh. No problem. It's a very touchy situation. I have, again, the theme is public safety, mm-hmm. and taxpayers' money. Okay, you could debate other things. All I care about is not just the people, but I care about our employees and all the other people, because truthfully, when I was part of this, at night, I could not see if anybody had a gun, rifle, or whatever. And truthfully, we've lost one officer. I don't want to be part of that again. So again, there's really no, I am not against freedom of speech, okay? I just think we need an ordinance, because we don't have one. We don't have a protest ordinance. We just have a gathering of 15 people. We need an ordinance with teeth that protects public safety and protects that the cost that we incur, which is our taxpayer money, that we can pass additional costs onto somebody else. That's it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.
Have a good night, guys.
Oh, have a good night.
I forgot to say this. I for all the new members and the new team, congratulations, good luck, and for all you ladies, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Good day. Do we have any more public to be heard?
Hi, Tara Bonnie-Bottom, News Network. This is has to do with the Painter's Park Garage, specifically the painted part, not the roof, not the shingle part. There are traditional paints for tin roofs And I would strongly recommend to you Tinner's Red, which is, I believe, what's there now or used to be there. And what's, if you think about that standard kind of like almost brick red, like
it's what's on the side porch of my house.
Is that? Oh, okay. Yeah. So, and this is, I talked to Dave Callahan, as everybody knows, he ran the hardware store for years. And this is what he recommended, and it's specifically made for these types of traditional roofs. You go out there now and you'll see people putting all kinds of like shiny black or just spray on or whatever. But if, and while it's not a historic building, if we're going for that look in the park, then I would recommend we do the Tinner's Red, even if it is a little bit more expensive per gallon.
Okay.
And I can, well, I don't know if I need more, but it's not something to say. But anybody have any questions about finding it?
Okay, thanks, Tara. All right, there's no one else. We will move on to Chris.
Thank you. This has to do with the certificates of appropriateness. I do move to follow the recommendations of, that's plural, because I'm going to introduce both of these applications. Recommendations of the Historic Architecture Review Board, and direct the President of Council to sign the following certificates of appropriateness, thereby approving the historic appropriateness of the applications, with final approval by the Code Enforcement Officer. First one is COA 2023-041 for a residence at 35 South Chancellor Street. The applicant is seeking a certificate of appropriateness for construction of a new three-car garage. Our recommended approval of the application as presented, noting that the doors on the existing garage will be replaced, and by that they mean they're going to be reused, you know, on the new garage after they are restored. And secondly, COA 2024-002, the applicant is also a resident. Actually, the applicant is Joel Petty, the architect for the resident at 101 South Congress Street. The applicant is seeking a certificate of appropriateness for replacement of roof and windows. Architect Joel Petty was present for the application. HARB recommended approval of the application as presented, noting that the decorative banding and the shingles on the main roof will be maintained. The side roof will be replaced with similar roofing. An exposed valley will be provided on the main roof, and the side porch roof will be replaced with rolled asphalt or membrane.
Second.
Sorry. All right, do we have any comments or questions from council on these applications?
I would like to add one note, which is on the second application, that COA 2024-002. And I make this note because HARB doesn't always approve window replacements within the historic district. But on this residence, the house was already had been refitted once before, so it's not the original windows, and they provided something appropriate. So that's why. Was comfortable with the reflection.
Thank you, Chris. Do we have any of the applicants here? Okay, any public comment? All right, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Chief Forsythe.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to give the report for the fire department for the month of January. We responded to 128 calls for service. We completed 35 fire safety inspections in Newtown Township, along with 2 use and occupancy inspections. 1 fire alarm permit was issued, 1 sprinkler permit, and 3 consultation plans have been presented. Newtown Borough, we completed 3 fire safety inspections, 1 use and occupancy inspection, and 1 fire alarm inspection. The highlights in January were January 10th. We held our annual training on personal protective equipment and self-contained breathing apparatus. January 15th, we held our officers meeting for the first meeting for January. January 17th and the 24th, we did our refresher training for first aid and CPR for 2 years. January 22nd, the mayor was kind enough to come to our general membership meeting and swear in our new officers. So thank you, Mayor, for doing that.
Of course.
January 31st, we held our annual training on roles and responsibilities for riding the first truck out, which is Rescue 45. I would like to note, I apologize for my report not getting to you today, but the county experienced a situation with our CAD system in the radio room from January 21st to the 30th. We kind of went back to the 80s when we had to write down everything. We didn't have the luxury of calling the radio room and saying, send us a printout on that. So we had to go back to the old ways and try to put a report together, which is
unfortunate. You and I were working.
I was going to say that Carl was it. This is the way we used to do it. So for the month of January, we responded to. And we did go back the old way. One dumpster fire, 58 EMS calls, 24 alarm systems, 6 assistive squads, 7 fumes calls, 2 wires calls, 2 nursing home fires, 8 dwelling fires, 5 traffic accidents, 1 cover, 1 stuck elevator. Doesn't seem like we go a month without a stuck elevator. 1 chimney fire, 1 automobile, 2 auto extrications, and 1 accident with fire for a total of 128 calls. For the new members of council, the one sheet that you get kind of looks like a pie on it. A lot of times people in the township don't question when I give a report on the amount of EMS calls or something like that. They're different than that. The reason for that is I report what we're dispatched on, but when we have to do a report to the state of Pennsylvania, to the federal government on what our calls are actually broke down to, they go into these 6 categories. So if you see a category on here as hazardous materials or something like that, it could be something simple that we were dispatched for a fuel spill, but that gets kicked over to a hazardous materials call. So that's my report for the month of January. Welcome, everyone. It's nice to be here again. It's nice to be in Borough Hall. So if anybody has any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank
Thanks
you.
Very much.
Thank you.
All right, Chief Status.
All right, in the month of January, the police department handled a total of 121 calls for service. We had 5 traffic accidents, most serious of which was a set the bus versus a car on Washington at Lincoln. No serious injury, but it snarled traffic for a little bit. We had a number of fraud complaints. Individual had a check stolen out of the mailbox when they mailed it at Newtown Post Office. It was fraudulently then cashed. We had a resident fall for the sheriff's department calling them and saying that, you know, they're going to be arrested for failing to show up for jury duty, and the individual took out $1,100 in currency and sent it to crypto. We also had another fraud complaint where, you know, the fake antivirus, where somebody calls up and says, you know, your computer has been, you know, give us access to your computer and we'll fix it. Well, that's how they fixed it. We had a couple of different domestic incidents. One was a 21-year-old male from Yardley was arrested for basically chasing down his ex-girlfriend when she tried to break up with him. Wound up right in front of the Borough Hall here. He was charged with simple assault, stalking, false imprisonment, the way he terrorized her and everything else. We had another domestic situation where we arrested an individual. He was drunk at a bar, called a family member to come pick him up at the bar. When the family member got there, he assaulted, strangled her, and stole her car. He was charged with strangulation assault, and we subsequently did recover the stolen vehicle. Upcoming events, we had drug takebacks coming in April 27th.
So. Okay.
Oh, and we did have our, as you know, Mr. Welby had stated, we had our protest march. We do have an ordinance under special events that was carved out in 2021, basically specifically for that type of circumstance. You know, it states that the individual had to give us, you know, the organizer had to give us 72 hours advance notice. They had to state the point of contact, which we had, the route that they were taking, everything else. 99% of it was in the township, you know, 1% was just in the borough. We did have it well covered in the borough, and you know, we had 5 officers. within the block. So at least as the ordinance is currently constructed, they did abide by the ordinance. So
thank you.
Thanks so much, Chief. Anyone have any questions? All right. We're going to move on to the mayor's report. And I just want to say that all the motions that we're going to make tonight, everything was discussed in great detail at our work session last week. So if anyone has any questions, the public, I mean, the entire recording, both video and audio, is on our calendar website for reference.
Thank you.
Hey, Rick.
All right. Looking for a motion to approve the Bitcoin grand opening sponsored by Lubavitch, Bucks County on Sunday, February 18th, 2024, from 12 to 30 with no rain.
I'll make that motion. Approves the mikvah grand opening sponsored by Lubavitch of Bucks County on Sunday, February 18th, 2024, 12 to 12:30 p.m. No rain date.
I'll second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any comments from council? Any public comment? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
Thank you. A motion to approve Arbor Day, sponsored by the Recreation Board on Friday, April 12, 2024, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Rain date is April 19.
Someone can just say so moved.
So moved.
Second. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any comment from council? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
Thank you. A motion to approve the annual Black and White Dinner sponsored by the Newtown Theater on Saturday, September 7th, 2024 from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. There is no rain date.
So moved.
I'll second.
All right, we have a first and a second. No, efficient. Any comment from council? Any public comment? All right, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Clark.
Thank you. Our solicitor's report is attached to the agenda. We have one action item this evening, and that would be a motion to advertise the single-use plastic ordinance number 799 for adoption at the March 12, 2024 council meeting. The draft ordinance is attached. It is ready for advertisement. We've reviewed the current draft. My understanding from speaking with my colleague, Greg Kaleniak, that there was a lengthy discussion about it last week. But if there are any questions that are still lingering, I'll do my best to answer them. And I will say the ordinance is similar, if not exact, to ones that we are reviewing in almost all of our municipalities right now. The basic form of the ordinance is consistent with what we are seeing. What it's really coming down to is whether or not a municipality wants to go just with plastic bags, whether they want to go with styrofoam, whether they want to go with plastic utensils, of things of that nature. So
thank you. And just because I saw some attached means on share file. So not like physically attached to your
no.
I saw something.
Where is it? Yeah.
All right, well, I would entertain a motion.
I'd like to move to advertise the single-use plastics ordinance number 799 for adoption at the March 12, 2024 council meeting.
Second.
We have a first and a second. Any comments, discussion from council?
I have some comments. I'm a advocate of this ordinance. I think it's timely, and I think it's where we're all going, and I think it's important to move forward with it. It was discussed at length by the previous council who were also, I think, in consensus, very interested in moving forward with it. And that's why it had been recommended at that time to move it over to Mike's office to begin work on the ordinance. I think the only concern right now is to make sure, I don't know if all our current members have had that opportunity to review it in full. And secondly, I think at the last meeting, we had some concerns about timing and just making sure that the public, especially the business owners that are going to be affected, are aware enough of it that if we advertise this, they have the appropriate notice or notification, and so are not overly surprised.
May I respond?
Yes,
okay. I wanted to bring a couple things to everyone's attention. The first is that, as you may all be aware, Newtown Township actually passed a very similar ordinance last year, which is going into effect, I believe, April 1st. April 9th, excuse me. Okay, there are a few differences between our ordinance and theirs, and they are actually making our ordinance a little bit, more lenient, right? Not really. Okay, the first is that our ordinance, once passed, goes into effect in 180 days. That's important to know, that gives businesses 6 months to get ready. And also during that time, the EAC has offered to be helpful in getting information out, helping. The township has already developed a lot of resources.
We have a poster template.
And a poster template. We have everything that they've already done all the work in terms of sources for alternative materials and so on and so forth. So that's the first. Ours is 180 days. The township was only 120. So there's longer period of time once it's passed in the borough. The second is that there are a couple exempted bags in our ordinance. One is dry cleaner bags, which the township included as being ones that could not be distributed, but the borough has, those are exempt from the ordinance. The second is the newspaper bags. So you don't have to worry that people are going to be throwing your newspapers in the puddle without several layers on top. So those are two things. The third is that while businesses are not to give, and after 180 days are not to give out the plastic bag, they do have the option of providing a recycled bag, and there are various descriptions of what that bag needs to be in the ordinance. And then they charge the customer 15 cents or more for that bag. And that 15 cents that they charge goes to the business. It is not a tax, does not come back to the borough. So ultimately, that will actually be in the business owner's favor. There is also, I just want everyone to be aware that there is a waiver period, that if you can apply for an exemption for up to a year. And this is for a business that meets a certain hardship. So if it gets towards the end of that 180 days and the business is unable to use up their existing supply or has had difficulty getting replacement materials, they can apply to the borough for a waiver of time. So there is that built into the ordinance. So I think it is a good ordinance. And I think it is for the betterment of our whole community.
Yeah, my concern was what Chris said earlier in the last meeting. I do think that buffer will be very helpful. My only request, if it's possible, is to have some kind of protocol rather than Judy's getting phone calls when this article hits tomorrow and businesses start to wonder what their obligations are. Whether we have a poster or not, they're going to want something in their hands. Like, they're going to want to know what is my responsibility as a business owner if we have that?
Yeah, so the EAC is already preparing a list of FAQs. So my assumption is once council authorizes advertisement, the ordinance will go up on the borough website for everyone to read. And in addition to that, we can supply an FAQ document that goes along with it that will answer questions that people might have about.
So, and I think that's great. Yeah. So, but if they still are like, I'm not comfortable with this, is there a designated person from EAC that's going to be able to, they're going to be able to contact somebody and talk to a human about it?
We can certainly arrange that.
And then have Judy kind of field all.
No, of I don't.
But I do think that is very helpful.
And I will say, you know, assuming you guys do pass this tonight, I'll put the draft ordinance I'll put the ordinance right on the website tomorrow.
Right. So, and I mean, to everyone to be sure is that we're
advertised,
but the soonest it would be adopted would be March. And the season it would go into effect is September.
Right.
So there is a huge time frame. And the only thing that happens intermediate is that after 90 days, the posters have to go up in the windows of the businesses saying, by the way, guys,
it's coming.
Yeah. It's coming. Yeah. So I think there'll be plenty of information. Yeah.
So I just like to follow up on that concern that we discussed. I do want to mention that although I have a concern that John and I share, this is not, it really shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. The previous council discussed it at length. So it's been in some circulation for some period of time. So I'm not saying that I'm against moving ahead, but I had just wanted to mention that if there is a concern, that was it. And I wanted to put that out there.
Thank you. Any more comments from council? Any public comment? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Okay, so now we're going to move on to topics advanced from the previous work session. Again, discussed in detail last week. I'd entertain a motion for the Act 32 Tax Committee delegation.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt Resolution 213-2024A, appointing Gail Foley as voting delegate and Julia Wardorf and Emily Hines as first and second alternates, respectively to the Act 32 Tax Collection Committee.
Second.
Thank you. Motion and a second. Any comment from council? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Yeah, I entertain a motion for the policy.
Motion to approve Borough Policy POL 001 Telecommunications as amended.
Second.
Any comments or questions from council? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve Borough Policy POL 004 Conduct at Public Meetings as amended.
Seconds.
Any comments or questions from council? Any public comment?
You'll want to print the new amended one and stick that up out there.
Right, yes. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Motion passes. Judy will do that tomorrow. Thank you, Judy. Right, I'll entertain a motion for the fire insurance loss claims rep.
I would like to make a motion to designate President Hines and Mayor Burke as authorized fire insurance loss claims representatives, as required in Chapter 320 of Borough Code.
Second.
Motion and second. Any comments or questions from council? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
I'd like to make a motion to reschedule the 2024 Recreation Board meetings to Wednesday, March 13th, June 12th, and September 11th at 7 p.m. at Borough Hall.
I'll second.
Any comments or questions from Councilor? Any public comment?
This is a question for Mr. Mayor. Is that going to mean that they can't go to the memorial service, or will that be on a different day?
Yeah, no, this is a Wednesday. So yeah, thank you.
That's all.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any nays? Motion passes. I'll entertain a motion for the Patriots Park.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the proposal for the Patriots Park landscape construction from Gasper Landscaping at a cost of $137,131.74.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. Any comment or questions from council? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
I'll do the next one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to rescind the remainder of the awarded contract for window replacement and roof repairs to the Patriots Park Garage from D.A. Zerbe due to the projected cost of work exceeding the amount previously approved by council.
Second.
Any comments or questions from council? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
And I'd like to make a motion to approve the proposal for replacement of the cedar roof and painting of the metal roof on the Patriots Park garage from East Coast Roofing Systems at a cost of $16,150.
Second.
Any comments or questions from council? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. So I don't have anything for the president's report tonight. We left it on there just in case. So we can move on. I do have a few announcements for later though. So we can move on to the approval of minutes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the January 2nd, 2024 reorganization meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Any comments? All right, any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Okay. Consolidated expense report.
I'd like to make a motion to accept, subject to audit, the consolidated expenditure report for the month of January, totaling $188,629.76.
Second.
Motion and second. Any comments or questions from council? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Mary Ellen.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the appointment of Nicole Radowitz to the Planning Commission for the remainder of a four-year term through December 31st, 2025. Should I do them all?
Should we do them? Mike, what do you think? All the personnel at once?
You can do them all at the same time if you'd like to, unless someone
the third is a resolution. You have to do that one separately.
The zoning hearing board?
Yeah.
You can do them all together, even though it is a resolution. It's noted on the agenda, unless someone is planning on voting differently on, if you expect them all to be unanimous, then do it that way. If not, do them individually. And if you'd like one pulled out, just say you'd like that one pulled out.
Okay. So then I'd like to make a motion to approve the appointment of Dennis O'Brien as a Civil Service Commission alternate for the remainder of a six-year term through December 31st, 2028. And I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution 2-13-2024B, appointing Marv Cohen as a zoning hearing board alternate for the remainder of a three-year term through December 31st, 2026.
I'll second. Okay, motion and a second. Any comments or questions from council? Are any of the applicants here? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
The open positions remaining are one for the Environmental Advisory Committee, two for Human Relations Commission, one for Joint Historic Commission, one for Civil Service Commission alternate, and a Recreation Board Secretary.
Thanks, Mary Ellen. Julia, would you like to make the motion for the reappointment?
Sure. I'd like to make a motion to authorize CKS Engineers Incorporated to prepare a preliminary cost estimate for the 2024 roadway improvement program, which may include South Norwood Avenue from Washington to Center Avenue, North Elm Avenue from Andrew Drive to 202 North Elm Avenue, South Congress Street from Washington to Center Avenue, and base repairs on Jefferson and North State Streets.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Any comments or questions from council?
The word may is intended to indicate that we may or may not approve it. It's not that we may or may, but these are the projects that are being considered, correct? It's not what.
Correct, yeah. And this is just them preparing a cost estimate that will include all of these, and we may or may not decide to do all of them.
Yep.
Can we add things at a later date?
Yeah, we did last year.
I think
yeah.
Also, the roads program will be in conjunction with whatever water mains being replaced by the water company. So there's a
and then Michelle doesn't have that information yet.
Right. Well, she has some of it, right. But yeah.
It's just the Elm Avenue.
The Elm Avenue one. That's yeah.
Right. Well, then Elm is likely to be on our list as well.
One way or the other.
Yeah. Well, it has to start somewhere, right? She's got to give us a cost so we can figure out what we're doing.
Thanks, Val. Any comments or questions or counsel on that? Wait, we got a second, right?
Yes.
Okay, Gail, great. Any public comment?
Just one comment. This is a pet peeve of mine. Can we try to get it done, the program, like before school goes back in? Just, you know, a lot less traffic in before school's in.
That's sort of why I pushed this, motion tonight.
The township tries to do it.
Hey, yeah, it's my understanding that it's best because of the work.
The water company, yeah, right. It's certainly that and other things we want to get done before school starts, like painting the crosswalks and that kind of thing. So
we were done in before June last year. I wrote the paper till after Halloween. Oh, geez. So,
It had to do with when we could bid after we got it was a pacing of things. It wasn't. It's not that you guys were late, but it had to do with when.
All right, well, this year we will do our best
to
get it done before school. It makes logical sense, yes.
School shouldn't have paving before concrete repair at Halloween when kids are walking around.
Yes, no, that's.
I'll stop and put in coverings.
Yeah,
right.
That's, yeah, we will definitely work to hit that goal.
If the township can do it, I'm sure they're fine.
Right. I'm assuming Judy knows everyone who's speaking for the minutes. Yes.
I know she does. Otherwise, that's okay. Yeah. okay. Any more public comment? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Motion passes. Do we have any old business? Thanks. Anyone else have announcements besides myself? Okay. So my first announcement is just to all of you guys to make sure that your committees have their annual reports in. Some are more detailed than other in the ordinance, like HARP. The ordinance specifies exactly what needs to be on the report. Others are more nebulous. So, you know, check out the ordinance. If you have questions, you can ask me or even I think almost every one of your committees has a chair that's done it before. So
do you happen to know when we're expecting this one?
They need to be in the first quarter.
So they should by the end of March.
Yeah. And then my other announcement is our spring printed newsletter is coming up. And Judy has asked that the deadline for any content is April 1st. So if any of your committees want to have anything in the printed newsletter, send that to Judy. But since you have to have it to the printer by April 1st, let's say have it to Judy by like March 25th. A week ahead.
Actually, you enough time? The April 1st
is your deadline.
Is
okay. Yeah, April 1st.
Yeah, I have a little like but I don't want to give that too much.
All right, Judy. Do you have anything else that I forgot?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. If no one has anything else, we'll move on to public to be heard. Please.
Yeah, I want to bring up what I believe.
Can you just state your name and then whether or not you are a borough resident?
Yes, I am a borough resident for 10 years. My name is Ken Colbert, and I'd like to bring to the council's attention what I believe is the biggest eyesore in the community, which is Shinn Mechanical. I live across the street from Shinn Mechanical, have for 10 years, and I believe they are in violation of certain code ordinances which have not been enforced. I'll tell you what they are. I'm not an expert on code enforcement, but if these aren't codes, they should be. There's barbed wire around that facility. It's very unsightly. It's bad luck for our community. There are, in this day and age, other ways to protect your property versus barbed wire, which I think is very unattractive, which I see every day. I'm not aware of any other property in the borough that has barbed wire. So I would ask the borough to consider there's not ordinance to adopt one, get that barbed wire taken down. They can protect their property and their construction vehicles much more modern and much more efficient means. Second, there's a pile of used tires on the fence line. I walk around, so I see this on the water. They've been there for years. It's a health hazard, it's a fire hazard. I'm not sure there's an ordinance about used tires piled up on the property. Thirdly, there's abandoned vehicles on the property. One that I know specifically is a blue dump truck. It has no tags, It's not inspected. It's been there since I moved in the borough 10 years ago. But I would ask that those three things be, if there are codes, they should be enforced, because it's unsightly. It's not a good look for our community. It's been that way for at least the 10 years I've lived here. I would ask respectfully the council to enforce the codes, those three items, if it should not a code, there should be for those items. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Mary Ellen, as our zoning liaison, we'll look into that for you for sure.
I'll be in touch with them tomorrow.
Not with the zoning office.
Yeah. Yes.
Not. Thanks, Mary Ellen. Mm-hmm. Any more color to be heard? All right, then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Smooth.
So moved. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any names? Motion passes. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
It's, you know where it is.
I know where it's at. How do you spell that? S-C-H?